grade 94.
She sung that song
that I sing sometimes, he's the best thing ever happened to me.
Amen.
And it really got going. She started singing that song that night after it all ended, and they started coming out, and that old fella come out by me, and he stopped, and he said, "Hey, preacher," and I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "I'm the richest man on the mountain."
Amen.
So he probably didn't have, like myself, not much money, but he knew what it was to have God's blessing.
Amen.
Let's sing that last verse again.
There is one thing I can boast of, salvation from the fall. I'm heir to heavenly glory, my Father owns it all. As wise shouting happy and knowing he's a man. For what he raised to me is the glory land. By what he raised to me in my
service tonight, and we're glad it worked out they could be with us this evening, and we're looking for a good service tonight. All right, let's bow our heads for prayer tonight. We're going to ask Brother David Spillman, if he would, to ask God's blessings on this offering tonight and the service.
Heavenly Father, we'll be thankful, Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Lord, for the doors being open here at Bethel.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We're thankful, Lord Jesus, for Sunday
blessing,
night
Father.
Services, Lord. Wednesday night services.
Yes, thank you.
We thank you for a pastor, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a pastor.
For more services than just one a week, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that you'll be with him, Lord, again tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Use him, Lord, tonight in a mighty way, Lord. Lord, that your church, Lord, will go out of here happy, Lord.
Yes, Father. Visit our hearts, Mona.
They come this way, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the visitors that we have tonight.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for these singers that come our way, Father. We pray that you bless them, Lord, and use them tonight, Lord, in a mighty way, Father. Lord, just be with us, Lord, tonight as we go through this service, Lord. We pray, Father, for this offering, Lord, that lifts it up, Lord, that will help further down the road, Lord, in some way or another, Lord, that they can spread the word of Jesus Christ to another area, Father. Lord, just
bless
you. Your church, Lord, tonight, and open our hearts, Lord, that we might receive your word, Father. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
For Easter, and Easter is, you know, my favorite, one of my favorite times of year, even more so than Christmas, because Christmas has become, you know, too commercialized. And, but Easter, you know, you can just really think about, and I think about it, the TV, the movies, they try to, you know, portray all this stuff about what Jesus did, but really they can't, you know, there's no way of knowing what he went through. And I said that this morning, that if we'd been the only one, and you put your name there, if you'd been the only one, he would have died for you, and I know that. But my name is Frankie Reimer and Donna Davis, and the driver, I don't know her name. I think it's Elaine. I think it's Elaine Glass. But she's been with us too long, going on 7 years, and then Brother Marvin. And we just appreciate you letting us come, and we just enjoyed being here last time.
Well, actually, I think the Lord might have worked this out from what Brother Rick told me and everything, and how he had to preach the revival next week, and I think Brother Nathan was kind of tired too, and then the other singers did show up. So, you know, God might have just wanted us here.
Amen.
And he just arranged all this to happen so that we could come, because the other church was supposed to have service tonight, and they decided to have it this afternoon instead. So I kind of think maybe God might have just ordained this service. So if God has us here to meet a need for somebody, don't let it pass you by, because this is for you. God did this for you. He brought us all the way to North Carolina for you. So.
That's the Lord.
Amen.
was the third day since he died. And it was said he would arise in from the grave. This land came forth. Oh, I have reason to rejoice. He chose the place, he chose the hour that he would rise by his own. Yeah, if you can.
I'm sorry about that.
Let me just go ahead and He wanted us to give our testimony, so while she's hunting all that and getting all that ready, let me just go ahead and tell you a little bit about me. I'm Donna, and I was saved when I was 9 years old. And I wasn't brought up in an independent Baptist church. I was brought up in a Church of God, but I was brought up when the Church of God was good. Back when they believed the King James Bible, and they wore the long sleeves, and they didn't wear the jewelry, and they didn't do all that stuff, and they wore, I mean, that's when I was brought up in the old time of Church of God, the way it used to be. As a matter of fact, for a long, long time, I didn't even know there was such a thing as another denomination. Because when the Baptists had down the road had revival, we went. When the Methodists had revival, we went. We just all joined together and had church. We didn't worry about what who believed what. We just did it, you know. And I never thought there was another Bible besides the King James. I thought that was the only Bible there was. So I didn't find that out until I got to college. And boy, was I surprised. But anyway, I was saved when I was 9 years old. And I thank God for saving me. Because I knew when I got up from the altar, I knew I was saved. There wasn't no doubt about it. They didn't have to talk to me about being lost or none of that. I knew it. And I thank God for it. And for several years, I've had all kinds of respiratory problems. The doctors told my parents not to ever encourage me in any kind of career in any kind of music because I'd never be able to hold a note. Boy, did I fool them. But I remember kneeling down by the couch, and I was about 10 years old, and I'm trying to make a kind of a long story short, but I knelt down by the couch when I was 10 years old, and I told the Lord, I said, God, if you'll give me my voice, I'll sing for you, no matter what. I'll go as far as you want me to go. I don't care how much I have to go or what I have to do to get there. I'll do it, and I will sing for you, and I'll never ask for nothing. That's the biggest reason why a lot of people have told us, why don't y'all go professional? Why don't y'all do what these big time groups will? Because I made a promise to God that I would go wherever He sent me.
Amen.
And He didn't send me there. He sent me to churches like this.
Amen.
And we have never charged. We never will. Whatever God gives us, that's what we have.
Bless.
And that's how it's always going to be. And we not only, you know, sell our tapes, but we also give them to people. We don't, I mean, it's not about, we need the money, but it's not about money for us, and it never will be. It's about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that makes us a professional, because we profess Him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
celebrated 40th year singing. And March the 1st, we've been our 40th year. And just give all the glory and all the credit to Jesus.
Amen.
And if you wanna read about it, you go to that website, and I'll let them tell you. I get it all mixed up. And they'll tell you after service you'd like to read about.
Ask Miss Elaine, she'll tell you about it.
She'll tell you about it.
But you can read our story. They did an article on us from the Annapolis newspaper. And they sent a little Catholic guy out to do the newspaper article. And I'm not sure he understood what salvation was, but he wrote about it. He really didn't. But, you know, all of our lives we try to lead people to Christ. That's what we try to do. God has blessed us. We've been in 25 states and two foreign countries. Not 25, 24. I thought it was 25, but I miscounted somewhere along the way. It's not quite 25. But our goal is to reach every state and every country before our death. We ain't got much longer. We only got a few years, and we got a long way to go. You know, I guess we can count the internet too, can't we? I mean, that's the easy way, though. I want to go and tell them.
Amen.
See, I want to live. I mean, you can't really help somebody if you don't live like they live and deal with what they have to deal with. You don't have any idea what they're facing. But, you know, I thank God for allowing us to go like He has. And
amen.
Every year we go out to the Navajos, out to Arizona, to the reservation. And I tell you what, that's one of the most blessing things. We had a camp meeting in North Carolina. The guy moved the camp meeting in Arizona up a week, and we had a camp meeting in Arizona, in North Carolina. And we told the guy, I'm sorry, we got to go to Arizona, because that's where the real mission is. Those people need the Lord. The people in North Carolina do too, but it's just a whole different situation out there. There's no cell phones. It's desert. There is nothing there to distract you from God.
Yes.
You talk about having a meeting. Yes. Then people have meetings.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
We never know how we're going to get there, but God always takes us there and He always supplies our needs. Salvation today.
say this about the old rugged cross. And I can't even see it. I told somebody my favorite role model was Fanny Crosby because she wrote one of my favorite songs, which is Blessed Assurance. But the old rugged cross, it was a rugged cross. It was a rough cross. And they put him on there. And it probably had splinters in it and everything. And they put him on there, and then he had to raise up to breathe. And in many movies, I don't know if the Bible says, but they beat him before they put him on the cross. And then he was so weak, and he still had to carry that cross. Amen. And then we just don't ever know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like to think of, you know, it says, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest had cares for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross as it changes someday for a crown. Hey.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That wasn't planned. It just popped in my head, didn't it?
Of my heart.
just like to make it a little bit interesting here. We were in Aspen back in September, not with Elaine, but my cousin, and I broke half of my kneecap, and Donna broke her elbow. They had to make her another one, and everything. She was in tremendous pain and had to go through a lot of therapy, but we didn't let it stop us. It slowed us down a little bit, but not a whole lot. But I told that lady, there was the big T-bone, and you know, not being able to see, I thought that was a stake, you know, like T-bone, you know, I didn't know. And I said, well, I was trying to make some humor out of it like I do. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I said, told that doctor, I said, I rolled the window down, and I said, I told that lady that run into us, I said, well, I was driving, and I said, I don't know what you were doing, but I knew where I was going. I said, but what you done, you just come up on my blind side. So, you know, and that doctor, I don't know, it was a woman, and I don't know if she was a blonde, and I hope there's no blonde in here. But she looked at the lady that was with us. She said, well, you mean she really drove and she had that wreck? And said, well, how can she drive and she can't see? I'm going to say, stupid, here's your sign. I was just kidding. But, you know, anyway, the Lord, he's so good. And let me just tell you, I'll give you my testimony here. It's not as dramatic. Miss Davis, she knows how to do things that make it so dramatic. Mine's kind of weird and kind of funny, because I'm weird anyway. But anyway. But anyway, Donna Hill, I went to school when I was a little girl, and I had a preacher that, you know, that he really loved me. And when I went down to get saved, he patted me on the shoulder. He said, you're going to be all right. If, you know, if nobody else is going to heaven, you are. Okay. I need to hear that today, amen. And so I thought I was saved, and went to school, and I met Donna, and we were friends. We've been friends since we were about 6 years old, and almost, you know, stayed. I don't want to say live together. You got to be careful about that nowadays. So, I mean, you know,
we share the same house.
Yeah, we share the same house. But,
we pay the same bills too.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, we had this little gospel group, and she knew I wasn't saved. And you know, although all these years I thought I was the sweetest person in the whole world. And one time I told her, I said, Donna, I said, I know Jesus died for your sins. I said, but, you know, I can't think of one sin that I've ever committed. I said, can you think of any? Honey, I can think about 15 or 20, you know. So anyway. But anyway, Donna, she saw something. She wanted me to get saved because I was her friend.
Amen. Amen.
And we were dorm mates in school, and so one night about supper time, and about 30 years ago, I thought maybe we might have been having fried chicken, since that's my favorite food, and I thought that's what we were having. So I wanted to get saved, but I smelled that fried chicken rising up those stairs, and from coming from that kitchen. I said, Donna, I want to get saved, but I want some chicken, amen. And 30 minutes late, you didn't get no supper. Man, I was counting off them minutes. I said, now, I'm thinking, hurry up. How long does it take somebody to get saved here, you know? But anyway, seriously. Anyway, she told me how to get some help me.
I locked her in the bedroom. And I got between her and the door. And I said, you are not getting out of here until you get saved. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care if it takes all night. See, I love my friends.
Amen.
And I realize that's not the way. You can't force anybody to save, okay? But I was just a young girl. I was in high school, and I really didn't understand. I just knew I was saved.
Yeah.
And I knew I wanted my friends to know Jesus like I knew Jesus.
Yeah.
And I knew if I didn't tell her about heaven, she was going to go to hell, and I didn't want her to go there.
Right.
And I didn't think there was nothing any more important that night than getting my friend saved. So I locked the door to make sure she couldn't get out, because I knew she'd run away if I didn't, you know, do something. And because, you know, when you're trying to fight with the devil, sometimes the devil wins. I didn't want him to win. So I locked her up, and I told her how to get saved, and she got saved.
Yeah.
And I got saved, and
she got some chicken.
And really took it. They gave me about 4 or 5 chicken wings, and I'm telling you, chicken hadn't tasted no better than that, ain't it?
People laugh at me all the time because I tell them that I locked her in the, and I know you can't force anybody to get saved. But, you know, that's what's wrong with people now. They talk about everything in the world, but they don't tell people about Jesus.
Right.
We're so afraid we're going to offend somebody.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you know Jesus and they don't, you need to tell them, because they're going to hell. That's where they're going. And if you really love them, you'll tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
But I do love the Lord tonight with all my heart. And He's everything to me, my best friend. What you're talking about this morning, He'll never leave you and He'll never forsake you. And then this afternoon, He preached about, you know, the Lord will be your companion. He said, you know, He said, that draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. So that means you've got your arm around God and God's got His arm around you. Amen. That's a good definition. Amen. So I'm telling you, I do love the Lord tonight. He means everything to me. And I appreciate you letting us sing. I realize we kind of hadn't been singing any fast songs, or I don't want to put y'all to sleep or anything like that. Of course, I go to sleep every church, every chance I get, because they can't tell I'm asleep anyway.
Thank you, Father.
It's the well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry. It's bread when I'm hungry and worn. In the heat of the battle, it's my faithful sword, shelter from life's troubled storm. It's the light to my pathway and a lamp to my feet. When the world gets so dark I can't see, and I've not made a change in one word that it says, it sure made a change in me. This blessed offer that I hold in my hand is true from beginning to end. That keeps me from sleep. When I think what it costs just to hold in my right hand, I'm reminded that over and to all of the martyrs who've gone to the stake and quoted with their dying breath. It's critics, there are many, its believers are few, but there's one thing I've found to be true. If you find when you read it that there's something wrong, then there's something wrong with you. It's just an offer that I hold in my hand. It's true from beginning to end. Randy Wilson, you know him?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you, I want to know if you wanted to hear that song that Randy Wilson wrote about me.
Yes,
y'all
ma'am.
Want to?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I told, I told Randy one time, he's all the time, writing songs, and he helped Johnny the Baptist Campbell with songs, and I said, Brother Randy, I said, I wish you could write about my testimony, and he said, I don't know. He went home, and about an hour they said that he wrote this song. And it's kind of humorous, but I think you'll like it. And we like it. And I hope it'll be a blessing if you got that man.
Okay, I think I'd find it up there.
Okay.
You know, I thank God so much for bringing us through everything that he's been through. This year's kind of had been a tough year, but you know, God's been so good. And I was raising my hands a while ago, y'all saw me praising. Well, I couldn't raise that hand for a long time, and I went to therapy one day, and all my therapists are Presbyterian. You have to understand this. So I come in, because one night I was in church, and I was singing, and I noticed that hand was going way out there, and I'm shouting, just praising the Lord, and I didn't even realize it until I noticed it was up there. And I went in therapy the next morning, and I said, look what I can do. And I raised my hand way out there, and the therapist said, how did you find out you could do that? And I said, praising the Lord.
Amen.
She had no idea what I'm talking about, but thank goodness, at least we can talk about the Lord together to a certain extent. But God was so good to us. I was telling Brother Rick, we did have to slow down. We had to cancel a lot of our long distance, but God was so good. And we prayed, and every week somebody local would call us. And we go sing. So we really didn't slow down.
Good.
We just changed places.
Amen.
That's all we did. But, it was really hard because we missed a lot of our camp meetings, and we were sad, so we wanted to be there, and we couldn't be there. But, God had a purpose in everything, and God's still using. He's still using this thing to witness to people.
Amen.
And, God has just been so good to us these 40 years. I tell you, a lot of y'all don't know a lot about us, but... We used to travel and sing, and before we got Miss Elaine, we had a lot of different drivers down through the years, but we would get on a Trailways bus. I mean the kind that you go down and buy a ticket for. Not them other fancy kind, But we'd get on a plane or whatever. We'd go sing, and we'd go stay with people in their homes, and we never met them before. And people say, weren't you afraid? Well, we had Jesus, so we the worst thing they could do for us was send us to heaven. That was the best thing. So when you get...
you know, what are your prayers? If they kill you, you're going to heaven. They can't stop that. Amen. So, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. We just went and we did it. You know, we just thank. And God has just taken, I mean, He's just been so good. And I just thank Him so much for the 40 years that we've had to travel and thank for Him.
You know, when we flew, me and Donna, we got on the same plane. We got in the same seat. And it took that plane an hour to get off the ground. How about that? Oh.
She's humorous. She's funny. That's why people like us, because we interact with each other. We've got a sense of humor. Just because you're handicapped, just because you got a life, you know, you got problems, don't mean that you got to live your life all down. Amen. We have Jesus. Why are we not the happiest people in the world? It's not reading it. We can't do it, y'all. Sorry. Oh, well, we can't do it. Sorry, y'all. You'll have to wait till Brother Randy comes to visit and make it clean it for you. Yeah, go on Brother Johnny Webb. We y'all know him, Brother Johnny Baptist website. He'll be there. He loves the Enlighteners, and we love him too, just like we do Brother Rick.
Hey.
We do love y'all. Y'all are real special to us.
Bless you, Lord.
Y'all were real special to us. I thank God so much that He let us come back here, because We've wanted to come back ever since we came back the first time. We kept trying to get it to work out, and it just wouldn't work out in them.
Bless.
I thank God worked this out for us. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brother Rick, you just don't know what you and your church means to us. We really do love y'all with all our hearts. And y'all just pray for us as we travel. And, God's just been so good. He's just so good. And I just thank him that I can travel now. You know, it's just so good to be able to go and tell people about Jesus.
Yeah,
it really is.
And you know, yeah, that's good, amen.
When we first had the accident, the doctor told me, he said, I hadn't even had the surgery yet for the elbow. He said, if you want to go, you can go with it. You ain't going to hurt nothing. Just go ahead and go. And he told Frankie, he said, you can't go because she had broke her kneecap. And this doctor, poor doctor, he's so dumb. He thought for some reason that you couldn't sing unless you stood up. And so, the guy who took her to the doctor, he was saying, now, she can't go. You're just going to accept the fact you can't go. We had a Mickey book in the road, North Carolina, at a homecoming, and we had booked that thing for about a month, and we didn't want to, we wanted to go. And we were ready to go. We were excited. We just wanted to go. We were hurting, but we wanted to go, And we knew if we could just go on and go, Brother Rick, the devil wouldn't get it. We just keep right on going. If we could ever get that first time, the devil couldn't hold us back. We just go on. So I called up there to the doctor's office and I said, do you have a problem? Why can't she sing? Well, she can't sing because she's got to stand up. I said, do you know that you could sit down and sing? Is it all right with you if she sits down and sings? He said, yeah, she can go like that. She promises to sit down. It didn't happen. We got there to that homecoming, brother. And God got in that thing. And the Spirit got to moving. And she got up and she started walking around, and that whole time we were singing in that homecoming, the altars were full. God just blessed that thing. And the devil, he tried his best to slow us down, and we didn't even, we just went right on.
Amen.
And he has been so good to us.
Let me just tell you, it's going to be dark after a while, it may be. But, I'm gonna drive back to Hodgensville. We're up uptown here. So, y'all, if y'all hear any ambulances and sirens of an accident, it wasn't my fault, it was other drivers, ain't it? We've enjoyed singing for y'all, ain't it?
Sound good, y'all?
Oh, that worked. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me when you want me to start, buddy. I'm already started.
God, here we are, got this all the time.
Now, Frankie and Donna were buddies in the Raleigh School for the Blind. Donna said, I'm going to glory, and I don't want you left behind. Gonna lock the door till we settle us home. Frankie, she said straight at Donna, at the door she then started kicking. Gonna take more than any old lock door to keep me from my chicken. Frankie was out, but she couldn't get out. Frankie, she then started weeping, convicted of her sin. Frankie unlocked the lock of her own. Frankie let Jesus in. She settled the score, and Jesus opened the door. Frankie went down to the kitchen, eating chicken and singing with glee. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace saved a wretch like me. Now both Frankie and Donna are singing about their home on heaven's bright shore. Frankie thanks God for Donna. Donna thanks him for that door. They're heaven bound with the hammer down. With a drum stick in each hand, I'm talking finger licking good. Dumplings and gravy and all that stuff. Why did the chicken cross the road? Get away from Frankie.
Now that you've had your laugh for the evening. I think she said we had one more song. We thank y'all so much for tonight. But the most important thing that we want to tell you, if there's somebody here tonight and you don't know Jesus, all this laughing and crying and everything that we're doing is because we want you to help you find Jesus. We're not entertainers. We never have been. But we love the Lord, and we want people to know that you don't have to be long-faced and sad to be a Christian. You can live a wonderful, joyful life. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, the very best thing you can do this Easter Sunday evening would be to find Him.
That's right.
And Ready.
Bless him, Father.
I thought about we could have had him start it all over the top again.
Yeah.
Bless him, Father. Done a great job in that singing.
Yes.
Wonderful. Made a wonderful service for this Easter afternoon.
Sure.
Amen. Made some of us that's frowning realize that if you guys can laugh and be happy in the Lord, we ought to be able to.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate Miss Elaine, too. Drive some medical ice that goes with them. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, we are going to change the order of the service here real quick. We got some folks that want to join the church tonight, and so we're going to open the doors of the church so these folks can join tonight. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer, if you would, please. Father, we thank you for such a good afternoon of song, ministering to us in song.
Yes.
And Lord, also, Lord, using Sister Donna, Sister Frankie, Lord, to put a smile in our heart on this Easter afternoon. And we pray that God will continue to bless them. And I pray they can make all them other 26 states, whatever how many they like, I pray they can make it, Lord. But Father, we ask you, Lord, to be with them as they go from here back to where they're staying tonight and on back home to North Carolina. And I pray that God will give them safety. And Lord, just now, we're going to change the order of the services. And we're thankful, Lord, for people that are saved. We're thankful for those people that, Lord, that would consider this church to be a good church and they want to join it and be a part of it. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we pray that we can, Lord, live up to your estimation, not the world's, but your estimation of what a church ought to be. I know we fail, come short of it, but I pray we'd be striving, Lord, to be the best church that we can be as a local assembly. Lord, for Jesus Christ, that you come again. Lord, we thank you this evening and give you praise for it all. And I ask you just now, Lord, to help us in this part of the service tonight in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. All right, we have Troy Kingry that's going to be coming tonight to join the church. Brother Parrish Kingry going to be coming tonight to join the church. Sister Betty Kingry coming tonight to join the church. And Brother Anthony Kingry is going to be coming tonight to join the church. We're going to ask all of them if they would to come forward, please. All of them that would, if they would come forward this evening. And we'll certainly appreciate them. All right. When the people desire to join the church, we give them one of these little booklets. Little membership booklets that tell about the basic beliefs of the church, and we want people to know what they're joining before they join. And this little book will give you the basic beliefs of our church. And it says our membership is made up of those who have had a desire to be part of this local church. They have experienced the saving grace of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Being a member of this local church cannot nor does not save anyone, but rather members join because they have been saved and desire to be a part of a local church. Membership is received in three ways: by baptism, letter, one's profession of faith. If by letter, the letter must be from a body of believers that teaches the true plan of salvation, according to Romans 10, verses 1 through 13, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4, that explains the gospel. Responsibilities of members. Each member is expected upon their own free will to attend the services, support the church through prayer, attendance, giving of tithes and offerings, attend meetings where things are being voted on, live lives that would be pleasing to God and would not bring a reproach upon the church of Jesus Christ, to strive to keep the unity of the body. The membership has the right to place a vote in any meeting where items are being voted on unless they have become an inactive member. They also may use the facilities, but only in compliance with the church guidelines about use of buildings. Members may be asked to hold certain offices in the church. Any member can be dismissed from the membership simply by requesting it. If a letter is requested, the church body will either vote to give a letter of recommendation of the fellowship requesting the letter, along with the standing of the person being dismissed at the time of their dismissal, or the body may vote not to give a letter, but will remove the person from our books. Also, the church body may dismiss a member from the fellowship at any time for reasons such as gross misconduct as decided by the body, or trying to cause division among the body, or disruptive actions, or continual way that is disruptive to the worship service as decided by the body that is present at the special call business meeting. We're thankful to the Lord for our fellowship and are praying always that the Lord would add to it. We do not just want members to help the fellowship, but our prayers is that the fellowship would be a help to members and their families to grow in the grace and knowledge of our wonderful Lord. All right, we'll ask tonight for just a brief word of testimony or ever how long they need just to tell about their salvation experience in their own words. It can be lengthy, long, or it can just be simply say that they know they're saved. But we ask them to give a word of testimony. We're going to start with Brother Parrish tonight.
I was saved at Canny Fork. For the ones that don't know where Canny Fork's at, that's downtown Etowah. I was saved on during revival. Brother Curtis, I can't think his first name, GC or something.
Yeah, GC.
Anyway, he was turned on the revival. Back then, if you wanted to go with girls, you had to go to church. I wanted to go with girls. The Lord got a hold of me and got me straight up.
Amen.
I'm proud of
it. Yes. Amen. God bless you, brother. All right, we'll ask Troy next.
Well, Brother Larry was pastor at the Pulper Springs in 1984. There was a revival going on. Don't remember who was preaching, but I remember I didn't want to go and Mom made me. It proves that it does work. Got saved, and that's been a long time ago.
Amen. Bless you, brother. All right, Sister Betty.
I was 13 years old when I got saved. I was saved at Pulper Springs Baptist Church. And Brother G.N. Curtis was pastor. And church and
we'll amen. Amen. All right, Anthony.
I was saved when I was 8 and a half years old at Brotherhood Free Will Baptist Church. The exact date was July 18th, 2010.
Amen, brother.
The pastor was Brother Daniel Garrett. Back then, I didn't go to church as much as I do now, but then when I got saved, I realized it was my duty to go to church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you, son. Amen. Bless you. Bless your heart. All right. All those in favor of Anthony tonight becoming a member of Bethel Baptist Church, please let it be known by the raising of your right hand. Any opposed? All right. All those in favor of Sister Betty being a member of Bethel Baptist Church, let it be known by the raising of your right hand. Any opposed? All those in favor of Brother Troy becoming a member of Bethel Baptist Church, raise your right hand. Any opposed? All those in favor of Brother Parrish joining Bethel Baptist Church, let it be known by the raising of your right hand. Any opposed? All right, we welcome y'all into the membership of Bethel Baptist Church.
Amen.
We're glad to have you. We'd like to come around and shake hands with you if y'all don't mind standing up here that long. And we'll ask our piano player to come, our song leader to come. And why don't we just sing Amazing Grace and come around and give them the right hand of fellowship tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. A good way to have an end of Easter service.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God! 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 Amazing grace, how sweet love shall